Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Daily Breath. I'm Deepak Chopra. Our series is Synchrodestiny and the Spontaneous Fulfillment of Desire, or what I call Living Synchrodestiny. The book accompanying this course, should you want to read it, is also called Spontaneous Fulfillment of Desire, available in all bookstores. The fifth principle of Synchrodestiny is found in the Sutra Moksha. Moksha means ultimate freedom. But here, it also means freedom from emotional turbulence. So let's translate moksha today as I am emotionally free. Moksha literally means freedom. The soul is disengaged from emotional melodrama. The soul is free from resentments, guilts, grievances, hostility. The soul is free of self-importance or self-pity or self-concern. They're all the same thing. Self-importance, self-pity, self-concern are all the same manifestation of ego. The soul can laugh at itself with humor in life. If you're not emotionally free, ego overshadows your spirit and your best intentions cannot be fulfilled. Emotional freedom leads to psychological and spiritual freedom. It leads to freedom from pleasure and pain, which are the only two fundamental emotions. Either you feel good or it hurts. And every emotion is somewhere in between these two extremes of extreme pleasure and extreme pain. So we are obviously human beings and biological species seek pleasure and avoid pain because that is the mechanism through which we take care of our biological organism. Of course, the threshold for pleasure and pain is different for everyone. It depends on perception and interpretation. Chocolate ice cream might be something pleasurable for me, and for you, it could be a non-experience. It is our ego that interprets. And if the ego boundary is crossed in any mind, then it is the ego that experiences pain. When ego boundaries are perceived to be violated. So, of course, what is true balance? The true balance is the whole body-mind as wholeness of experience, which spontaneously results in a joyful, energetic body, in a heart that's free of drama but is full of love and compassion, in a mind that's clear and quiet, and in the experience that we call lightness of being. Extremes of emotion set us off course, and we must deal with the pain when it occurs, otherwise it resurfaces as insomnia, anxiety, depression, physical distress. Anger and hostility are obviously very destructive emotions. Anger comes from the ego. It clouds our perception of unity. And anger can lead to hostility, which is the desire for vengeance, which frequently people mistake for justice. Justice ultimately comes from forgiveness. Rather than moving us forward to synchronicity and enlightenment, anger and hostility push us backward and close us off from the universe's miracles and messages.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The goal always is not to fuel the anger or smother it by burying it. Instead, we must convert that anger or any other destructive emotion within ourselves. How do we do that? Let's pause here for today before we embark on this fifth principle once again tomorrow, harnessing your emotional turbulence.